Previously on the channel, I challenged myself to put together an inch bag, aka an I'm never coming home bag. In that video, I put the inch bag to the test. But in today's video, I'll be showing you guys all of the items that I included in that bag so you can have a more comprehensive list and a better understanding of what you should pack in your own inch bag.
Hey buddy, you got a light? Hey man, you got a light?
A Chiapa M6 over-under gun that is chambered in a 22 WMR and a 20-gauge shotgun, 1,000 rounds of 22 ammunition, a few hundred rounds of shotgun shells of various types, a Silky Nada Outback hatchet, a Wetterhall double bit axe, a DJI Neo drone with three extra batteries that can be recharged from our solar system, Katana Boy 500 with three extra blades. With the Katana Boy, it comes with the case, and there's a slot here for an extra blade. This in itself could last you probably years of cutting with those three extra blades. That's four blades, and honestly, I've never had a Katana Boy blade break. A Cold Steel Spetsnaz shovel, a tire repair kit including extra tubes and an air pump, Benchmade Anonymous fixed blade knife. This, in my opinion, is going to be probably my number one Fieldcraft knife. It's just such a superbly well-weighted knife. It's made of what they call a CPM crew wear steel, which is very durable, very wear resistant. It's a nice crossover between like a Fieldcraft, bushcraft, but also a bit of tactical applications as well. Absolutely mint. I love it. An SOG multi-tool, a Benchmade folding bug out knife, a draw knife, a VersaTac pry bar, heavy duty animal snares, a wood awl, a snug pack one-person bivy tent, folding tactical recurve bow that includes three takedown arrows and strings inside the bow, a Nortent heavy-duty sil nylon tarp, a snug pack jungle blanket, a thermal reactor liner for our bivy, a 90% wool blanket, an extra pair of LA police gear STS Atlas pants, polypropylene camouflage base layer, a plate carrier with level 4 body armor, a Mira Safety CM8M gas mask. If it's the end of the world, we're probably gonna need a gas mask, even if it's gonna be largely throwaway after our filters get exhausted, but it's probably gonna be necessary, at least for the initial phases of fallout, so we gotta bring it. Extra gas mask filters, a bulletproof helmet. Let's face it, we're probably gonna get sniped if we're doing something this stupid, but if we can give ourselves a fighting chance, why not take it? A bug net. Where I'm from, the bugs are absolutely horrendous. Unfortunately, we're not gonna be able to bring out bug spray. It runs out and it's way too heavy. A rainproof poncho and tarp combination. Survivor Cord XT, 100 feet. Regular Survivor Cord, 50 feet. Heavy duty Kevlar Cord, 1,000 feet. A foldable tote bag from Maxpedition. Kevlar thread, 300 feet. Five emergency blankets, a pair of tactical gloves, a bug net for our head. So if we have to travel through bug-infested forests, then we have that for cover. Merino wool silver-lined underwear, a thinner pair of merino wool socks, and a heavier-duty, warmer pair of merino wool socks. Two heavy-duty climbing-grade carabiners, a Worksharp guided sharpener to sharpen our tools, a heavy-duty piece of leather, thousands of feet of several different types of fishing line, 100 3-inch nails, a Streamlight Wedge rechargeable flashlight, a Luminade lantern with a built-in solar panel and power bank, a BioLite rechargeable headlamp, a Backroad topographical atlas, an SAS miniature survival guide, miniature survival playing cards, a Kamenga Lensatic compass, a grill, a Pathfinder 64-ounce stainless steel single-walled bottle, a Ferrocerium rod, a pocket bellows, storm-proof matches, two life straws, aqua tabs, a gunshot trauma kit, antibiotics, potassium iodide pills, heavy-duty emergency bandages and clotting agents, portable compressed towels, a pocket shower, a repair kit and sewing kit, a screwdriver with multiple bits, a monocular, miniature bolt cutters, a 20,000 milliamp hour power bank, a power film 30 watt thin film amorphous silicon based solar panel, a Kaito radio with crank charging and shortwave capability, a Geiger counter for detecting nuclear radiation, a Baofeng radio, the Monowalker hiking trailer system, the Firebox portable stove, thousands of sweet corn seeds, thousands of seeds for pea plants, hundreds of seeds for squash, and thousands of multiple different types of other fruits and vegetable varieties. One package of sunflower seeds high in fats, two packages of raisins, one package of peanuts, one package of pecans, two 2-kilogram packages of rice, a sack of seed potatoes, 2 kilograms of salt, two packages of freeze-dried meat, the harness for the monowalker, a heavy-duty contractor bag, a shemagh, beaver fur mitts, 2 saddlebags for the monowalker, a 170-liter duffel bag. So that was a really quick summary of all of the items I chose to include in the Inch Bag. If you want to see a more in-depth look at the bag and the products I picked put to use, go and check out the link in the description and the top pinned comment below. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Be sure to let me know what you're going to include in your Inch Bag that I might not have thought of. Canadian Prepper out.
The best way to support this channel is to support yourself by gearing up at CanadianPreparedness.com, where you'll find high-quality survival gear at the best prices, no junk, and no gimmicks. Use discount code PREPPINGGEAR for 10% off. Don't forget, the strong survive, but the prepared thrive. Stay safe.